Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is My Commentary, brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. This happened for the first time since 2009 to the NFL in September. Any idea what that was? Last month was the first time in over 6 years the NFL had gone a full calendar month without anybody being arrested. September was also the first time in 15 years that they went a month during the season without an arrest. Now, you may be thinking, well, that's just been a rough streak. You'd be wrong. Last month and July 2009 were the only months in the past 11 years where an NFL player was not arrested. And last month was the first time in 15 years the league went a month during the season. Here are some of the other interesting facts for the NFL. I'm a huge fan. This, to me, is bothersome. The NFL has averaged an arrest a week for the last 5 years. The Vikings win with 18 over those 5 years, which is the most of any team. Denver came in second, followed by San Fran and then Tampa Bay. No NFL team has gone the last 2 years without a player being picked up by the police. Just to put it into context, how many people at your office have been arrested? How many people that your significant other works with have been arrested? Yeah. Unfortunately for this one, I got nothing. Appalling, I guess, is the best I can say. And that is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you're looking to work on some of your investments, they offer gold and silver bullion. Jewelry lying around that you may or may not want anymore? Go in and find out if it's something you could make a little money on. David will take a look at it for you. It is all at David's Jewelry and Coin on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's just down from IHOP, or you can find them online at davidsjewelryandcoins.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.